When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in One offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I'm saying it, dude.
I've been drinking pre-workout already. I'm ready to run through a brick wall, baby. Fuck it.
Name is Hassan.
What a fucking weaselly little liar, dude.
We're back.
That's right. We're back from Vegas.
Yep.
We're back in LA. It's been a while. It feels like, because we shot the last episode on a Tuesday, and then, you know, instead of the regular Wednesday morning, I guess.
Yeah.
So then it felt like it's been longer of a break, but it's not. For you, the listeners, the viewers.
Got the pod going up on Tuesday.
I'm done. I'm done with political commentary. I just wanted to announce it here for the first time ever. That's right.
Oh, nice, dude. Well,
it's over. I'm a fashion boy now.
I feel like Fear and Molding is going to take a noticeable bump in quality now.
Yeah, it's over. No more politics. No more politicking.
Right. Okay? Hell yeah, dude.
Politic. In Latin, poly means many.
Many.
Tick is dicks. Bloodsucker tick.
Oh.
That's right. So I'm done with that.
Okay. So you're a fashion boy now.
I'm a fashion boy now.
Dude, you got the Chelsea boots on.
Yeah, that's why. That's like to show the world that I'm a fashion boy.
The Chelsea boots are like, dude, that's the guy she tells you not to worry about.
Yeah.
The guy.
Well, these aren't even like Chelsea's. I don't know what these technically would be considered.
Those are straight up Chelsea boots.
I guess they are. Yeah, you're right. I mean, they're like,
dude, come on. You're a fashion boy now?
They're Chelsea boots. They're Chelsea boots. They're true. I was thinking of like, because some of the Chelsea boots are so whack. Like, they're what Austin wears all the time. You know what I mean? Like, you're a Midwestern homosexual still living in the
shots at our buddy Austin.
Yeah, when you're a Midwestern gay, still like, fashion wise, still living in like, you know, early 2000s, early like 2010 era. Like, that's the kind of Chelsea boot that people wear. Like, no, this is like handmade in San Francisco.
Let's go.
I got this at the thrift store for like $30, and I've been wearing them literally forever.
Fashionista.
Greatest thrift cop of all time.
It's a pretty good thrift cop.
Yeah.
You're also wearing the Frank Ocean Nike bootleg. Feels good.
This is what we should just do. Like, this is why it's a fashion podcast now.
Just go through our outfits.
We're just like, you're wearing your Kai Lumiere hat and also your Kai Lumiere special hoodie as well.
Yep. And I'm wearing gym shorts with built-in underpants because I haven't had a chance to do laundry.
Very cool.
Very cool.
That's fashion.
That's fashion, baby.
That's fashion.
So what do you want to talk about today?
Well, I mean, the reason why I'm saying that, the reason why I'm a fashion boy now is because, you know, I just, a lot of people were asking for merchandise for a long time. I don't even call it merch. I call it apparel, like 100 Thieves.
Okay, yeah, dude.
Apparel. I've been...
okay, dude. You dropping your essentials line?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Jeffrey Lorenzo hit me up and was like, yo, dude, like, you're kind of blowing up right now in the space. Like, we need to collab, my dude. And I was like, fuck off, bro. I only collab with Kanye. Well, formerly known as Kanye. Now just Ye.
Yeah.
And no, I've been working on this for like a whole year. Like it took a lot of time just to like get the designs right. Even like the color patterns of the website.
Bro, I've been working on a single shirt for a year. I get it.
Yeah. And, you know, if you ask the internet, of course, they were like, no, we did this. We bullied him into like donating.
Oh, dude.
And I was like, yeah, no, totally. I've literally been like,
yeah, I saw your tweet with 2 likes. You did it.
Yeah. But it's pretty funny. But yeah, we donated a bunch. Like we're going to donate a bunch of the
like 100 grand.
Well, more than that, even. It's like 126,000 that we raised just from the unionized tees.
Right.
And that is like all the profits on my end and also on the other company that like is the facilitator on their end go directly to strike funds. So we raised a good chunk of money there for some strike funds, you know, the Kellogg strike fund and also the John Deere strike fund. So that's pretty cool. And then also on top of that, I just like, you know, sold a bunch of hoodies. Apparently we wiped out the entire American union made, domestically manufactured supply of like all the hoodies and black and white tees in general.
Let's go, man.
You just wiped it out.
That's sick.
It's not sick. It's kind of annoying.
It's kind of sick.
Well, I mean, the annoying part is that like there isn't a lot to meet the demand, I guess. Like it just kind of shows
but
you.
But you're
like,
going to raise the demand now. You're gonna bring jobs back to the U.S., baby.
I know. Yo, fuck these conservative
One
commentators.
Dirty foreign communist tea at a time.
these conservatives, they like talk such a big game about like America.
You know, dude, even Tommy Loren made her fucking shit in China.
It's like Steve Crowder, like literally sells like the ugliest America merch. Like if you want to show the rest of the world that you're a divorced
Isn't that
dad,
ironic? That you, a filthy foreign communist,
are the
one like man, like really pushing for supporting American businesses.
Yeah, American workers.
When like, Crowder and Loren are like, yeah, make my shit in China, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck? What is this? Like,
I get less for child labor. Yeah, just go super young. Let me get some baby labor.
Exactly.
Get their hands caught in the cogs.
They're scumbags, straight up. Like they're fucking scumbags, and so many people are so stupid for like buying into it. It's just like. Yeah, no, you're pro America when you fucking you know, say the N-word. Like that's what being American is.
Nothing
about,
more American baby. Than that, brother.
Yeah, that's right. I say it all the time. The more I say it, the more American I become. Legacy Americans, as Tucker Carlson calls it.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful little like
we native born right wise. Fucking Butcher Bill.
Well, they're not native. They can't say native.
I'm quoting Gangs of New York.
No. I know. I'm just, but that's the whole reason why they now say legacy Americans. Yeah. It's such a funny, like, just fuck it, dude. Just say you're Native American. You know what I mean? And I don't mean like in the Elizabeth Warren sense. I mean, like, just be like, nah, we're.
Oh, man. This is a spicy episode already.
Yeah. Like, white supremacists have their, I mean, white supremacy is like the original We Was Kings and like way more nefarious and damaging than that, but like they should just you know, I mean, they do that actually. They act like, you know, slavery wasn't all that big of a deal, and also like the indigenous genocide did not happen. So I guess, you know, this is this next step. It's just legacy Americans.
They want to
be like marginalized so bad, bro. I will marginalize you. I will help you. Okay.
Oh, all right.
I will marginalize you so you can feel fucking, you know, you can feel like you struggled a little bit.
But anyway, big congratulations on the clothing. If you haven't gone out and gotten yourself some of that sweet, sweet Hassan drip yet, where can they find it?
It's at ideology.shop, but ideology is spelled with an E and an I, not with a Y.
Well, you lost me.
Ideology.
You lost the dyslexics. I'm going to tell you that right now. We're out.
Fuck, dude.
We're fucking out. Maybe put a QR code up. you dick.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm sorry. You're
hitting me with some I before E shit.
No, no.
I'm never going to find your product, ever.
It's, yeah, now I'm fucking up. I'm like,
how about just www.filthycommiethreads.com?
Yeah. Well, it's too late for that.
Truthtellereagle.com.
That's a real website.
I know.
That motherfucker sells merch, too. So, yeah, that's like, it's a fun little thing that I was able to do there. And, you know.
It's not a little thing. It was pretty big. It's pretty cool.
I'm really excited though. Like, and it kind of ties into what we talk about a lot.
When does the Will Neff collab merch come out?
Working on jewelry right now. Working on hats and other kinds of like cool shit.
Sure.
I'm probably gonna switch over just to like domestic for things that are not union labor like available.
Yeah.
The issue.
How are they on manufacturing body pillows?
There's none, I don't think.
Okay.
The problem is this, okay? Because I do have a lot of demand. I have a big audience, and you know they're fucking dope, and you know they love this shit. So like, there isn't any union domestic manufacturer that like can meet that demand and also make like these, you know, different cool unique items and shit. Because like, I want to do real tree camo pattern merch. Like I want my merch to, instead of being like a black blank, I want it to be real tree camo.
Okay.
And that's like, it's sick, but you know, you can't do that with like union and domestic. Right. So we'll see what happens.
I'm sure there's somewhere in Michigan they can do it for you. Somewhere in like Kansas City.
Bro, no. I've been looking.
Interesting.
The thing is like, I was talking to the merch.
There's no American camo place?
No, there are. They're just not unionized on top of that.
Oh.
So there are some domestic. So I might just shift over. Like if there's union, like if
make them
no,
unionize for your contract.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, yo, I'll get a fat
your contract's
contract.
Probably big enough. You could throw that around.
I mean, no, not like that.
That'd
they
be fun.
They would not, you know, let go of their profit margins. That'd be sick though. That would be
you
sick.
Want the Hasanabe, you want the Hasanabe contract? I promise I'm going to move X number of units. If I do, you have to unionize.
I fucking love that, actually.
It's hot.
But yeah, just salting them, but from the capital owner side, that's pretty funny. That's some real angle shit. Anyway, like I was talking to my merch people and literally like they were like, we are talking to the only unionized domestic manufacturer of hats. There's one. Like not two. There's only one. Like, that's how fucking decimated the American labor force is. It's like, it's insane.
It's nuts.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. So if I can't, like, figure that out, I'm just going to fucking, you know.
It's a good
I'm
cause, buddy.
Still going to do it domestically, but we'll see what happens. Because there's a lot of cool shit that I want to do. I want to do, like, spirit jerseys and stuff, too.
Oh, my God. Can we make a fucking penny?
I want to do a spirit jersey. I shouldn't be like leaking this shit because then like people hear it and then they red bubble it immediately. I want to do a spirit jersey in the back. It says champagne socialism.
Mm, that's hot.
Yeah.
I love that.
Anyway, that's all I got for the merch side. I just wanted to like give a little update to the people in the audience. And sorry if you weren't able to get your hoodies. I'm working non-fucking-stop right now trying to figure out if there's any other wholesalers that might have, like, some extra.
I feel like you're working through it right now. Just talking about it.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, I guess micro e-celebs that love the American working class.
Yeah.
Then there's macro major celebs that love the American working class.
Sure.
And the American labor force.
Where are you going
with this? Have you seen this Terry Crews video?
No.
So I get a lot of Amazon ads.
Terry Crews? What did Terry Crews do?
Oh, you're about to find out, my friend. I get a lot of Amazon ads. And they're always like $15 minimum wage. Like, you know, we will pay for your college, yada, yada, yada. They fucking paid Terry Crews to be in one. Let's watch.
Okay.
It's deranged, dude.
Let's go.
We're here. I heard Amazon was hiring a bajillion people and thought I'd take a look for myself.
Do you have to go with the arrow up?
Yeah.
The arrow up.
So Amazon does pay for tuition?
Yep.
So what do you think my major should be? Hi, Savannah.
Hi, Jerry.
Wait, I get to drive a forklift? Benefits, tuition, and flexible hours. They're hiring everywhere, so check it out for yourself.
Bro, that's awesome.
Fascinating.
I wish there was like, there's got to be like a reverse of this where they show you like
the forklift that he's operating running someone over.
Yeah, because like the guy didn't get forklift certified.
Yeah. I get to drive a forklift? Yep, because we don't certify you.
But no, it's just like, it's funny because it's like so cheery. I guess they probably had like AC on in this facility for the day just so that like they could shoot it with Terry Crews in there with all the lights and stuff. And then they immediately shut it off as soon as he left. Yeah. Like, get the fuck back to work, you fucking slaves.
Terry Crews is a fascinating guy.
Dude, he is a fucking weirdo, dude.
Oh, did you ever hear how when he played professional football, he had a side hustle where he wasn't making much money playing football? So he would sketch the other athletes and draw them. And he was so good at drawing that they would pay him
really?
For his drawings in the locker room.
Bro, he's
so
like
some of the, like the most iconic, like old school sketchings of like Strahan and stuff are by Terry Crews.
Bro, that is incredible.
Yeah.
That's actually very likable too. But also he's like the Michael Jordan of like side hustles.
Yeah. Like
he's the Michael Jordan of like doing shit that you don't need to do.
Yeah.
Like, this is like, what happened, bro? You got a gambling debt? Like, what's going on?
No, I literally think he's one of those guys who doesn't know how to turn off the hustle. And once Amazon comes to him with a check, he's like, yeah, hell yeah.
Like, I need to see what this dude's net worth is. Cause it's like, you're doing, I mean, this is bad. Like, you're this is not good PR for you either. I guess people don't give a shit, but like you're 6'2", you look like that at the age of 53.
Yeah.
Okay. And I love that for
Adonis.
You. And we're going to talk about a bunch of other
stuff. So do you think this is, here's the bigger question, right? Do you think this is phase one of Amazon just hiring celebs to now endorse Amazon?
Yeah, probably. Like, 25 million his net worth is. I mean, look.
It's a lot.
The irony, of course, is that he's fucking unionized. Like, he's a SAG guy.
Yeah.
Most of these commercials that they shoot, like, they'll...
Yeah,
I don't know if you've ever seen like one of those
being on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Have you ever seen one of those like anti-union, you know, internal videos? Like they shoot them, like they shoot like anti-union videos internally to like show to the workers to be like, never join a union because we're a family.
Yeah,
like a family.
You don't need a union getting in between you in the way of you and your money.
Yeah, exactly. And they do that, and it's like literally shot by dudes who are in a union. Like it's like unionized fucking.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy
actors.
That like Amazon has now gotten to the point where we're just doing propaganda. Like Amazon's just doing propaganda.
They always have though. That's like.
I mean, back when they sold books, they didn't.
Yeah, that's
back when I was buying chicken soup for the soul, I wasn't getting indoctrinated.
Yeah, that's when Jeff Bezos was like not doing TRT either.
Yeah.
Like that was pre-cycle Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, I got
post-cycle
you.
Jeff Bezos, he's like inside of Meccas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, speaking of Bezos, did you see Bezos'
yes.
chick Risk It All?
That's what I wanted to talk about.
That was insane, dude.
Okay, yeah, I was going to give you more about like Terry Crews and shit. His net worth is $25 million. Like, you don't fucking need this ad, bro. I promise. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, well, his net worth was a million before he did the commercial.
Yeah, no. They gave him $24 million.
Yeah.
This is how it works, by the way.
The audience has probably seen it.
No, but I want to look
Jeff
at it.
Bezos's lady friend was ready to climb up the side of a building like Spider-Man to get
out. She was Myron, dude. Let's watch that.
Leo is that, Mr. Yeah. Steel Yo Girl. Yeah.
So this is devastating. This is like,
is Jeff Bezos 5 foot nothing?
No, I think he's standing on a ledge or something.
Oh, yeah, because Leo isn't that tall, and he looks like an ogre.
They're going up the stairs. She's climbing him up and also the stairs at the same time. This is the most, like, a picture is worth a thousand words. Like, this 6 second video shows, like,
she had flashbacks of, like, Titanic Leo, the beach Leo, Romeo and Juliet Leo, like, bro, legacy Leo. We're talking legacy. She's looking in his eyes and she's seeing 2 decades of A-plus film star.
Oh, for sure. And like, Leo did have like a Jack Nicholson phase where he just like looked like Jack Nicholson. Do you remember?
He looked terrible.
When he was like getting really fat and like fucking constantly playing with like super soakers and stuff.
Post-Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, because he didn't get that. He wanted the fucking Oscar and couldn't get it.
Yeah.
And I think it like broke him. Yeah, it broke him where he was like, fuck this shit, you know?
Yeah.
I'm Leonardo DiCaprio. I can still fuck like
I'm gonna super soak some some angels.
So he was just like, he was looking like he was looking haggard.
He looked tough.
Yeah. And then he brought it back. He's back to like, you know,
yeah,
prime.
He's sexy. He's sexy.
He's sexy again. And you can see it. This is what the kids, the nerds, the incels call suey fuel.
What is that?
Suicide fuel. Like, this is like
God.
when you finally fucking get a girlfriend and your girlfriend is like literally just eating out of the inside of the mouth of another man right in front of you.
Jesus Christ.
That's what they call it. It's like the black pill shit. But the funny thing is, she's probably like, what, 40 years old?
Too old.
That's double Leo's age range. Like, come on. Leonardo DiCaprio has not been inside of anything that is
over 23.
The age of 23. Until he was inside of that bear in Revenant. That was the last time. The last time Leonardo DiCaprio was inside something over the age of 23 was that fucking bear.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's it, which he won an Oscar for.
For sure.
Didn't you win an Oscar for Revenant?
Yeah.
You did, right?
And it was like a gimme Oscar.
It was such a gimme Oscar.
In my opinion, it was like a makeup call.
Yeah,
in sports.
They were just like,
like when a ref misses a call and then on the next time he's like...
It's because he fucked like one of the Academy people's like daughters or something. No shot.
Whoa.
Like no shot.
Scandal.
They just fucking hate him.
I don't know. The Revenant was a very dense film that was very difficult to film. So I think they're like, all right, how many times has this kid been here? Like six times?
But that's so annoying because like we watch it as like consumers, right? And I mean the royal we, not you. Okay. Mr. Film Nerd.
Sure.
And we're like, well, that was like a good performance. Give him an Oscar. But like the Academy is very different. It's like it has to be one. First of all, it has to be race porn. Like, if it's race porn, that's Oscar bait. If it's self-referential Hollywood shit, it's Oscar bait. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like that's the only time where they're like, this is worthy of an Oscar. It's about the ideas that we represent as the Academy.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Ideas, important ideas like pedophilia.
So Bezos responded
satanic
to this.
Ritualistic baby sacrifice.
So Bezos responded to this.
Said, Leo, come over here. I want to show you something. At Leo DiCaprio. For those of you listening
fatal
at home, that's a shirtless
drop.
That is a shirtless Jeffrey Jebediah Bezos standing on top of a red sign in the middle of a forest that says, danger, steep cliff, fatal drop.
And he's basically saying he's going to kill Leo.
That's my boss, dude. That's our boss.
That's our boss.
Yeah.
I mean, good gag. I think
like it's
whoever his PR team is gets that you have to embrace this shit. If you don't embrace this shit, it gets so much worse.
Yeah. But also at the same time, it's like, you know, you're Jeff Bezos. Like you could literally, you probably have murdered people and gotten away with it already. You know what I mean? Like billionaires, like, just, I want people to understand this because I was talking to some of my friends, I won't name any right now, the other day. And there's a couple like billionaire children in like our extended group of friends.
Mm.
You don't know about this. I haven't told you about this yet. And they apparently fucking hate me. Like they talk about me all the time.
Really?
And I love that. Because they're like they're like low-rung billionaires. You know what I mean? They're not like fucking high up there. But like when you think about that, these motherfuckers could kill you. Like they could literally make you disappear.
Yeah.
And you know, get away with it for the most part.
Jesus.
That's how much power they have. So when Jeff Bezos making that joke, it's like Obama making a drone strike joke against the Jonas Brothers. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, bro, that's
gonna,
not funny.
Is he gonna do it? Is he gonna
that's
do
not
it?
Funny. It's funny for everyone else, but you can't make that joke because you killed someone with a drone.
Dude, Jeffy B looks huge.
He's fucking
Jeffy B so. Looks like he's on the way to the shore.
Yeah, no, he's like, as much
looks
as
like
I.
He's going to Belma. Yeah, baby Blue, I see you. Yeah.
B-E-L-M-A-R. Going to DJs in my car.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like, that's OG memes right there. That's OG New Jersey deep cuts.
Yeah, yeah. We're throwing it out.
Holy shit. Anyone that knows that reference is like probably fucking too bunk to watch this podcast.
You got to be smiling. You got to be dancing. You got to be shaking that ass.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I just like, I'm getting fucking PTSD flashbacks right now from what you're
Jersey?
Saying.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, but like he's svelte. He's fucking yoked. He's jacked. Like, as much as I despise Jeff Bezos, because I do think he's, like, literally a villain, I think, like, these guys are...
Lex Luthor.
Yeah, like, these guys are both, like, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, like, they're all demigods, but, sure. like, in the most villainous way possible. They are the fucking oil barons. I would like to work out with them once.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I hit the gym with them.
Dude, the sheer amount of shit they would just pump into my system...
Dude, it's like, yeah, you go to the Jeff Bezos workout facility, is like, you know, buxom young men waiting there with like the best blood. You know, you got the blood boys waiting on tap.
I don't know if you've ever seen Aqua Teen Hunger Force, but I feel like he has there's like a machine that just works Carl out while he just like lays there and he gets absolutely shredded. I feel like they have that. Like they have workout machines where you don't even have to work out.
I mean, yeah, probably. Like, I mean, it's just like they all get so jacked. Elon got jacked. Jeff got jacked. You know, Jeff Bezos also like didn't do the Elon thing where he like added hair. I guess he was like too far gone.
Oh, yeah. There wasn't enough hair on his head.
Yeah. Elon was like pretty far gone too. If you see like the old photos where he's just like, what is it called? Like a fucking, there's like different terms for it. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter. But he was just like, he brought that back.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff, though, fuck it. He's like, I'm just going in the yoked guy.
Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
He's going to
the
Joe
yoked,
Rogan.
Bald guy.
I might lose my hair, but I'm going to look like a thumb.
Yeah. You think he did HGH or TRT or like...
I think he's doing a lot of stuff. I think he's got an amazing...
He's got some shit we don't know
look
about.
At those thighs, bro.
Yeah.
He's got a dietitian that's feeding him the right stuff. He's got his sleep cycle all figured out. He's juicing up big hog style.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, allegedly. Please don't kill us, Jeff Bezos. We don't know. But that's the only thing I respect about him. I'm such a sucker, dude. I admire. Like, I definitely...
You admire in his body?
I'm a admirer.
Yeah.
Like, where if someone is, like, no matter how fucking awful they are, if they, like, put the time in and the effort, and, you know, people will say, like, they have the most amount of money so they can get the training and blah, 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 and they have all the time in the world. It's true.
Yeah.
But, like, it still requires a lot of fucking dedication.
Yeah, you're too lazy to ever get
like,
that.
Like, fuck you.
You're too lazy.
You're such a piece of shit.
You're too lazy.
I'm going to get fucking steroids now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Dude, I'll tell a story about how lazy you are.
You're literally, I'm going to get steroids now.
I ordered Uber Eats to my house.
That's true.
Listen, I need you to know.
No, you ordered it to my house.
I need you to see the truth.
You thought you ordered it to my house going back from ComplexCon.
Right. thought I ordered it. It was delivered to my house, which is 10 minutes away from Hassan's.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, Hassan, let's just go over to my house and eat, or we can go grab it and come back. Hassan goes, nah, dude, it's too far. I go, Hassan, it's 10 minutes. He goes, I'm just going to order the same order again.
It's true.
To my house.
I did that.
And he did that.
I did do that.
And you want
to. You also said there was people at your house, so you could like feed them. So I was like,
you want to
look
like Jeffy B.
What, you think the difference between like me driving?
Don't turn this into me feeding the unclosed masses with my burritos.
I'm just saying, like, what, you think like the difference between like me driving us to your house is the dedication required to work out? But you
yes.
work out?
Yes.
I work out like a motherfucker, dude. I'm getting it back. I'm getting it back.
Are you?
We're going to play basketball this weekend.
You're going to get fucking paddled. I've been using my Peloton. My legs. I'm Quadzilla.
I mean, I've played basketball in the middle of the pandemic.
I'm
going to
jump
like,
through the roof.
I'm in a lot better shape than I was then.
Really?
Yeah.
Other than the back.
Yeah, no, and my back is like kind of healed now. So okay. Inshallah, nothing bad happens. Sure. But
you got flow for the first time while you're balling, though.
What do you mean?
Gets in your eyes. You gotta watch it. You gotta wear a hat.
Shit.
Bro, I was half blind all the time when I was playing with my hair.
Yeah, the lechuga.
Yeah, I had to echolocate the rim.
Yeah, Myth was talking shit.
What?
Yeah, he
again?
Was like, I'm gonna fucking destroy you, old man. And I was like,
In basketball?
I was like, okay.
Oh
man.
My.
I was like, I called him out. I was like, the string of W's that you've gotten in the past like couple months has like gotten to your head.
I want him to bring Timmy out, and I want to 2v2, you and me versus Timmy, and just drag nutsack across their head.
Oh my God, Timmy.
Dude, I would set ruthless picks.
You know who else wants to come with us?
Who?
Jay. Ege. K-pop idol.
Oh.
Yeah, he wants to ball up with us. He's like, hit me up. He's in LA right now.
Oh, nice.
We're going to have him come too.
Cool.
I want to do like a big, like this weekend, I'm going to try to like.
A ball?
Just fucking
like a Rucker Park
life.
Type.
Whoa.
We should do it like OTK. We should have teams. A draft. Stream it.
I mean, they have so much, like there's so much production.
Have you seen OTK shit?
They had like multiple cameras. Like they set it up. They took rented out an event space, multiple cameras. Yeah. That's like an entirely separate production. I just want to fucking hit it raw. I want to like, I want to do like,
are you going to stream it though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight up. Yeah, I just got to find a facility that can, you know,
allow us
to do that. Cause you can't fucking, I don't think we can go to like a straight up regular park at this point.
No.
Like no, I got too many fucking people up my asshole for that.
Yeah.
But yeah. What were we talking about before we talked about
Jeffy
balling?
B on TRT?
Jeffy B on TRT allegedly. I mean, he's looking good. He's looking good. He's got the divorce body. I mean, he had the pre-divorce body.
Yeah.
But it's kind of weird to just like, you know, very publicly create yet another fucking mega billionaire with your very public divorce.
Yep.
For this other lady that you cheated on your wife with.
Yep.
And then she's literally like, I will throw everything away for Leonardo DiCaprio for one night with Leo. One
yeah.
night.
Hey, listen, Jeffy B is getting blackpilled.
Yeah, no, dude, I don't think he has any morals or anything. His worldview is already devastating. I don't think he needs more further blackpilling. So outside of Jeffy B though.
Yeah.
I wanted to touch base with another entrepreneur.
Sure.
One of the greatest minds of our generation.
Sure.
Gary Vaynerchuk. Are you familiar with this person?
Dude, you want to know why I'm very familiar with Gary?
Let's hear it.
Gary's a Jets fan.
He does. He wants to buy the Jets.
He's a huge Jets guy.
I made fun of him yesterday.
So I found out about Gary because he's always in like Jets radio shit. I don't know of Gary outside of his Jets takes, which are
That's like a permanent L mindset. If you're a Jets fan.
Okay, dude.
I mean, oh yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, dude.
You're just like he got lucky with like some of the stuff that he does. You know, but like it's just automatically you're just a permanent, it's an L factory.
Gary V best garage sale moment.
So our boy Gary V,
yeah,
who is whose net worth is like around $60 million, I think.
Yeah,
he has like a very he is a very successful advertising company. He sure. does like a whole bunch of fucking speaker circuits. You might have seen some of those videos. They're really funny. Where his like idea of you know, kicking people into high gear is by being like, you're a fucking piece of shit. You're a fucking loser. Like, if you want to make it, like, here's what you got to do. Fuck, piss, shit, yeah. fuck. Like, he's just like, he's the cursing guy, right? And then yeah, he'll be like,
curse guy.
You need to imagine every morning when I wake up, I imagine that my mother is fucking murdered. And that's what, you know, sets my entire mindset for the Alpha Sigma mindset. And he has like moments of clarity, and he definitely is like less of a con man than a lot of these other fucking, you know, other con men, like, for sure. Like from an American standard, Gary Vaynerchuk has like actually done some work. If you look at his background, like he had like a $3 million wine business his family had that he like took over and did the marketing for.
All right, let's what is this clip?
This is what he's doing. He's going to yard sales and dunking on people. Okay, this is the new Gary V shit.
I'm ready. Play that.
I love it. All right, let's do it.
Can you call him? Call him. Thank you, brother.
Where the fuck's your dad?
There's a customer that wants to know for the train. Can we do it for $20?
That's fine.
Yep, it's fine.
Thanks for calling, brother. Oh boy, big start.
Yep. Pause it.
No way, he's flipping this stuff?
He's flipping them on eBay. He goes to garage sales, okay? He yells at, like, kids and, like, all these other fucking people that are clearing out their garages. And
then flips it on eBay?
He bullies them. He'll be like, what? Is this a Barney? Is this a Barney figure? Oh, this has got, like, one arm missing. It'll go for $5. And the guy's like, okay, it's trash.
All right, let me just keep watching. This is incredible.
And then he drives away, and he's like, these fucking idiots. I'm selling this Barney figure on eBay for
$1 million.
No, not even. He's like, would be worthwhile.
He flips it for, like, an extra $100.
Yeah. No. No.
Not even?
He buys it for like $10 and then sells it for $17.
What is... All right, play this. Let me see. He said he made $200 profit on the first one.
I was thinking, what do you think about 30 for all the cars?
For 10
Honestly,
bucks.
You got to go up to 40.
I'll do that. Thank you so much. Destroyed their faces.
Destroyed their faces.
47, just for this one.
Bunch of the
stuffed animals.
Yeah, he goes, pause it. It's like, I just destroyed their fucking faces, dude. It's awesome.
Gary V, man.
It's awesome, okay?
This could be its own show.
It is its own
it's
show.
It's like Pickers, but you talk shit after you buy it.
And also, the guy is not like some fucking weirdo TV dude who like is not that wealthy himself, but like Gary fucking V, who is already like mega
wealthy.
He's losing money. This wasn't filmed.
Yeah, if he was he should be in a boardroom somewhere.
If this wasn't filmed, right, and post it on YouTube, and they do really well on YouTube, and that's why he's doing it. But like, I'm imagining a world in which like this wasn't filmed. This would literally be him losing money.
Yeah.
Just driving over to fucking garage sales. Yeah. He would be losing money, but just doing that. Like, dude, I got a $7 return on my investment.
Pulls up in a McLaren
this is
to
how
buy
you get wealthy, dude. Yeah,
pulls up in a McLaren to buy Garbage Patch Kids.
Yeah, and I love it. I fucking love this so much. He's just like, fucking destroyed their face. Right. He's doing this for fun.
Finish the video. He loves deals. This man loves
Baby.
Deals.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
We scored. Put them both up on eBay. This is 17. This is 12 without the dress called 20. I'm at $37 for a dollar. Just all day. How much are these things?
Just all day. Seven.
$10 offers $7.
Thank you very much.
It's like, bro, just buy it for $10.
Holy shit. This one single controller, $16. Rolls.
He's FaceTiming the homies, like, dude, look at this.
That dude, that's incredible.
I just made $10, dude. It's
my
like,
man
bro,
has just got he's
fuck?
Got that grind set,
dude. It's awesome.
He cannot stop grinding.
It's fucking awesome because, you know, that's like low level scamming. And he loves doing it, and he's doing it for the love of the game. Like,
he just loves flipping people.
Also, then there's the high level scamming, which I gotta fucking show you. friend of the show, Jordan Ewell.
Okay, can I, while we're waiting, can I read you the top article on live stream fails right now?
What is it?
Sweet Anita. I just did a workout stream because I like encouraging my Discord community to work out with me. And I got a video of someone watching my stream and masturbating into a hot dog bun.
That's right. That was me. I'm sorry.
What does that even mean?
Dude, people are fucking nuts.
Are they
dude.
Gripping their hog with the hot dog bun, or are they like using
I
it
wanted
as a condiment?
To know that too. Is it a cum tribute inside of a hot dog?
Is it a condiment or is it an apparatus?
Okay, here it is. Here it is. The for almost $80,000. So like we talked about the low level scamming that he's doing. Okay. And then this is the high level scamming he's doing. Here, go up. That's a thread. $70,000 for steak figures. Here, let's read the Gary Vaynerchuk tweet real quick.
What the fuck?
You're in the market to buying at V Friends Series 1 before you drop Series 2 next year at OpenSea and want some white glove service? At Adam Rips is available to jam for a first call, and I can join as well. Have fun helping people get in. Hit up at Adam Rips. So they're selling these NFTs. And for those of you at home that are listening to this on the podcast and you can't see what we're looking at, I can't describe it other than just it's
dude, they're stick figures, but
stick
they're
figures.
They're
not even good
made stick figures.
They're not, yeah. How do you fuck up a stick figure, dude?
Who drew these?
I don't know. I think probably V himself, V Man himself, the V-Bucks.
I don't understand.
Look, dude, if you're a wantrepreneur, I said this yesterday, but it's like
This one's $8 million?
Yeah, because that one is like, he actually drew an elephant. You know what I mean? It still looks like shit, but at least it like is an elephant, kind of. $8 million for an elephant.
The tusks are above his face.
Yeah, I don't think he knows what the elephant like.
What? Dude, I
don't think he knows what elephants look
like. We can't go back down the NFT fucking hole.
We're not. All I'm saying is that like, it's a giant scam. And it's a multi-level marketing scheme. It operates on the same base, on the same principle. You're just trying to get some other sucker to hold the bag. You know what I mean? You're like, if I buy this and then some other fucking idiot can get really excited to buy it because they think the price is going to go up, then, and that idiot also thinks like, well, this other idiot down the line is going to buy it for even more.
Yeah.
I'll be able to sell it. And that's the whole thing. But the thing I was saying is like, Gary Vee, I mean, he's scamming like the most annoying people on the planet, the entrepreneurs. So in a weird way, I'm like, you keep fucking them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He charges $10,000 to have a one-on-one session for 10 minutes. $10,000.
Bro, we should buy that and stream it.
Bro, he DM'd me. I could like fucking just be like, yo, you want to?
That would be so funny.
You
want
to be on the stream?
That'd be awesome.
I don't know. I'm
you need the motivation, bro.
I do need the motivation.
If you want to look like Jeff Bezos, you got
to
get motivated.
I want him to come over and yell at me.
Gary Vee.
You want to work out, you fucking piece of shit?
Fucking fat piece of shit.
You'll never make it if you watch the Kardashians.
You fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
I love that. I actually love that.
Look, if you're dropping 10 bills to talk to Gary for 10 minutes and it's a scam, here's what he does. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
You put $10,000 to pitch him your idea. At the end, if he likes your idea, it's kind of like Shark Tank. He gives you the $10,000 back and he buys a percentage of your company with that $10,000. So if he likes the idea, it's like, yeah, now I have part ownership of your fucking
with
cool idea that you brought
me.
$10,000
that you just...
Yeah. For free. Like, he's just like, I'm taking a piece of your company for free. If he doesn't like the idea, well, the other guy's happy. He just got 10 minutes with
Gary
Vee. I
want to pitch him Vape Spinner, dude.
What the fuck is fidget spinner with a vape?
All three ends are vapes.
That sounds...
Different flavors.
That sounds exactly like the type of shit that he probably hears on a regular basis.
You mean good ideas?
Yeah, just incredible ideas.
You mean earth-shattering, meta-breaking.
I think your best idea...
Dude, Vape Spinner would make me a billion.
I think your best idea to date is still dick rollies.
Oh, yeah. Watches for your dick.
Yeah, watches for your cock.
Dude, I just think that, like, there's that one magic moment where you pull down your pants about to receive a BJ.
It's like, what time is it?
And
it's blowjob time.
The person goes, what is this? And you go, what time is it? And they go, oh my God, he's got a
he's got a Rolex for his cock.
He's got a Rolex on his cock.
Yeah.
That is a huge trend.
Yeah. It could be. In the future, it will be, I think.
Listen, but when I make people sterile from constant weight being applied to their testicles and I get sued.
No, you're wrong.
I'll need the money from Vape Spinner to bail me out.
You could literally sell it as like, it makes your dick bigger too. Cause it's like it's just stretching your cock.
Hell yeah.
Cause that's something that people do. Intactivists, you know what that is?
No.
Intactivists are activists that are against circumcision. So they spend a lot of time thinking about baby penises. And intactivists like try
what to- What is happening?
They try to regrow. This is a huge political movement. What the fuck? This is one of the most important-
This is like a joke from
it's literally
from Arrested Development.
It's literally not a joke.
Hands off our foreskin.
How dare you? Me and the boys at the Intactivist group are going to be very upset at you for-
Well, my people over at Hoove- hands off our foreskin.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, fuck those guys. Those guys are fakes, just for the record. Okay. Hoof hands off our foreskin. I love that. But so dumb. But yeah, no, that's like a real thing. Wow. And they put weights.
Yeah.
I've watched documentaries on this. That's why I know so much.
They put weights on what?
They put weights on your foreskin, like the circumcised part of your foreskin to like stretch it out so you can like create foreskin for yourself.
Oh my God.
It's kind of sad.
That's like something out of Hellraiser.
Sad isn't super awesome, dude.
We have such sights to show you.
It's like, yeah, they're torturing
demons to some, angels to others.
So Dick Rolexes could do the same.
We will stretch your foreskin.
Yeah. Well, now you lost your opportunity to get sponsored by the Intactivist community.
Fuck. I should have.
By making fun of them.
Listen, we've talked a lot about scamming today.
Yeah. Well.
Talked a lot about scamming, deception.
Uh-oh. Am I smelling a segue?
About misdirection.
Okay.
Tomfoolery. Which brings us to today's America Me Up.
Oh, brother.
Whoa!
Yeah. That fucking intro
Travis!
We literally saw that.
Hassan, have you ever heard of the Balloon Boy?
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with it.
How are you very familiar with the Balloon Boy?
Okay, I'm going to fight back on this one.
What do you mean fight back?
Not only am I familiar with the Balloon Boy, go ahead, explain Balloon Boy to me.
Okay.
This is about to be a heated debate.
2009, a family living in Colorado, the Heenies, they are a eclectic family known for both storm chasing and appearing on the hit TV show, Wife Swap, not once. But twice.
Why do you think I would know about this? I love Wife Swap. I love reality
There's
TV.
The tie-in.
Yeah.
So Richard Heeney, the father, is
a libertarian guy with an Asian wife, by the way.
Yep, fledgling meteorologist too. He's doing experiments with a weather balloon.
Yes.
In his backyard, he's videotaping. During the experiment, Rio Heeney, his wife, forgets to tie down one of the safety lines, and the weather balloon is lost to the sky.
It's true.
In the aftermath, Richard is furious. He's angry at Rio. He's lost a very expensive piece of machinery. When what should happen, but one of his children starts yelling, Falcon, the youngest boy, was in the balloon. Chaos ensues. The Heenies then call a number of services. I think they call the FAA or something like that. And then they call 911.
Yeah.
And then they call the news to try and get a chopper. They locate the balloon. And over the next 2 hours, the eyes of the nation turn to Fort Collinsworth, Colorado, to watch a balloon float above the Colorado landscape with a young boy trapped inside. 2 hours go by and the helium starts to dissipate out of the balloon, and the balloon makes its way gracefully to the earth, and the police and National Guard run to the balloon and tear it asunder and find out Falcon is not in the balloon. What ensues is a manhunt for what they assume will be the corpse of a child fallen hundreds of feet from a weather balloon. After a few hours, Falcon Heaney walks out into a living room where the Colorado Police Department is waiting with the Heaneys and reveals that he has been hiding in a box in the attic. Confusion. Right. Panic. How did this happen? Why did this happen? Why would this boy do this?
The Heaneys are destroyed in the process.
The Heaneys are destroyed in
the
process.
They are belittled, humiliated.
This interview happens at the height of Balloon Boy frenzy. Play the clip.
We believe 100% that he was on board.
And Falcon was really in the garage this whole time. I don't know if Falcon can hear me, but was he, because I know at some point he fell asleep in that garage, but he was hiding out because he thought you were going to punish him for something that happened earlier in the day. Did he hear anything? Did he hear you screaming out, Falcon?
He's asking Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time?
Hmm?
You did?
You did?
Why didn't you come out?
You guys said that we did this for the show.
Pause.
Dun, dun, dun.
We did this for the show.
It's over after that.
The nation's empathy turns to rage. Yeah. Over a $2 million rescue budget has been spent locating this boy, hundreds of man hours wasted, and someone must pay. The Heaneys eventually go to jail for 30 days and incur a large penalty that they have to pay. But after going to jail, the Heaneys changed their story. After pleading guilty, Richard Heaney claims he only pled guilty to keep Rio, his wife, from being deported, and claims to this day, 15 years later, that it was not a hoax. There's evidence on both sides of the equation, but the Heaney family to this day maintains
their innocence,
that Falcon just misspoke and was confused.
Are you do you believe that it was, do you believe that it was staged?
I am no one to say.
Okay, because I used to be a firm believer that this was a scam because, like, so the dad is, like,
a nutcase.
Type A scammer, like, 100%,
yeah.
Constantly on reality TV. Like, you already mentioned a bunch of stuff. He's a storm chaser. He's, like, a real freak, right? Real red-blooded American. Love yep. that. One of the hogs that I would be fascinated with, libertarian guy with the Asian wife,
sure.
My favorite. So that's a real thing, by the way. Look it up on Facebook, libertarian guys with Asian wives. So at first I thought, oh, easy. You just got.
Yep.
But then I dove a little bit further into the truth.
Sure.
And when you look at the timeline of events, one of the key factors is, why did they call the news first? Not true. They actually called 911 immediately.
Yep.
How are they panicking so perfectly? Are they incredible actors? Are they that good at acting?
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, this child saying, we did it for the show.
Yep.
That was a big key.
That was the smoking
turning
gun.
Moment.
That was the smoking gun.
That was the smoking gun. And what the suspicion is that this wasn't the first interview, I believe, that they had conducted, but they had conducted numerous ones. And he was just recalling what he had shown or what he had said for previous interviews at that point. Little boy, traumatized, scared, confused, doesn't know what's going on, has been doing this over and over again, explaining it.
Yep.
He's going to slip up. But unfortunately, he slipped up on, I guess, the Larry CNN. King show. On CNN, live on CNN, and ruined his father's stainless reputation up until that moment.
Yeah.
Being on, Wife Swap and numerous other TV shows. I believe that they like threatened him. Like, they were literally saying we're going to deport your wife.
Yeah.
We're going to deport your wife. You're going to go to prison for a lot longer if you don't get a plea deal. People don't know this, but, like, 90% of cases in the United States of America end with a plea bargain.
Yep.
Plea bargaining is, like, the main method of, like, utilizing the incredibly draconian criminal justice system and the super high punishments to just, like, basically get you to take on a lower sentence.
Yeah.
you know, with the threat of a much, much worse sentence coming down the line with like a complicated legal process. He still maintains innocence. Recently, a couple months ago, I believe, maybe a year ago, a judge actually basically wiped this. You know, they exonerated him. But the real reason why I there was a comprehensive two-part investigation conducted into the matter by what's his face, the guy that does a lot of those video essays, Australian historian. Yeah, internet historian. Internet historian did a two-part investigation into this that totally flipped my mind on it.
Yeah.
And I do now believe in Richard Heaney's innocence.
Yeah.
And that Falcon Boy simply had,
just playing a bad joke.
Misspoke. Yeah.
One thing, though, that never makes sense to me.
Okay.
Okay. That never makes sense to me. That would indicate to me that it was a fraud. Is the brother clearly indicates that he saw Falcon climb into the balloon.
Yeah.
Which never happened. Why then?
He might have thought.
Do that.
He might have thought that. They're kids. You know, you say dumb shit when you're a kid all the time.
Unless he was coached to say it.
Wow. Dun, dun, dun. Maybe it was a hoax all along.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I am not convinced one way or the other, which is why I like the story of Balloon Boy so much, is that you have two realities. You have a reality in which Richard Heaney is just a really weird guy who was conducting weather balloon experiments in his backyard, and he was the, you know, very unfortunate victim of fate. Or you have a story where Richard Heaney is an absolute lunatic and his idea to drum up press around himself was to fake his son being flown into the air.
And take like some exhaust kind of, resources.
Right, like some kind of goddamn Willy Wonka villain. Which is why, I mean, this is so compelling. Literally, this was followed like a live chase. Like the entire nation was watching as this balloon, this flying saucer, flew through the air with what they thought was a kid. What does it say about us? Are we so ghoulish? Are we chiselers that we are literally entertained by a young child's fate hanging in the balance? And would we have been kinder to the Heaneys had Falcon actually died?
There is actually coverage. 10 years later, the truth comes out behind the family viral Balloon Boy stunt in Fort Collins. In 2019, Robert Sanchez, a senior staff writer with 5280 magazine, published an in-depth look at the viral Balloon Boy stunt after spending several days with the family accused of planning a hoax, though the parents still claim to this day it was not a stunt. Sanchez visited the family who had just moved to New York in May. The two parents of the Heaney family, Richard and Mayumi, were there. And basically, I think his assertion in the end is that it was pre-planned.
He thought it was pre-planned.
Yeah, his...
There you go.
Yeah.
The world may never know.
It's really interesting.
But there's nothing more American...
Than a con man?
Than a con man.
Who may or may not be innocent.
Going to such extreme lengths.
I agree. That's why I love America.
Yep.
Yeah, they're saying that...
I'm surprised you knew that one so well.
Yeah, no, I've done deep
dives. That's the first one you really knew.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by grifters, you know this.
Yep.
But yeah, no, the journalist basically says that behind the dramatic day was a detailed plan. Sanchez said the parents were trying to get a television show started.
There you go.
Nobody was expressing any interest, so they hatched a plan. He would build a metallic craft-shaped balloon with his family's help, and they would take videos of the process. According to Sanchez's 5280 story, the balloon was 20 feet wide and was constructed using 16 pie-shaped plastic sheets. We already know a lot of that stuff. When it was completed, Falcon would pretend like he wanted to get in. Instead, as the empty balloon took flight, Falcon would go hide in the basement for half an hour. Richard, faking concern, would call the FAA and report the runaway balloon and tell authorities he thought his son was inside. And the plan was to wait a little while and then have Falcon appear from the basement. Everything would be filmed, and the Heaney parents hoped their story would go viral. They wanted to gain attention for a science-based reality show that they had pitched to producers who filmed the couple's appearance, Wife Swap, in 2008. But instead, Falcon hid in the attic of the home's garage, and then he fell asleep. And that's why he says, because one of the key things is, like, are they great actors? Like, what the fuck?
And so that's why Richard was actually concerned, because he went to a different hiding space.
Yeah. And not only was he at a different hiding space, but, like, he didn't come out in the 30 minutes like he was supposed to, which is precisely why they claim that they were able to, like, you know, this is what Sanchez wrote. At some point, I really believe Richard in Miami thought that Falcon had been taken by the balloon because he was nowhere to be found. And that's why it appeared so real when they saw the reunification with the parents.
Wow.
Because they left their plans in the hands of a six-year-old who didn't follow it to the letter.
Now, that is some prestige-level shit.
Yeah.
That's how, like, do you believe your own lie? You got to fool yourself.
Yeah. Well, he like, lucked into it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, like, I mean, reality TV
guys. Oh, no. Where is my song?
They're not exactly Meryl Streep-level acting. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There you go. That's the American Me Up this week.
And the investigation and the search of the Heaney house, the then Laramie County undersheriff, Ernie Hudson, said, there's absolutely no doubt in our mind that this was in fact a hoax. But yeah, Heaney maintains his innocence still to this day. And the internet historian absolutely made a video making it seem like he was innocent and duped me into thinking that too. I'm going to be honest with
you. There you go. See?
Anyway.
The world may never know.
Okay. But yeah, I wanted to do a jam-packed episode full of con men and grifters.
This was a jam-packed episode full of con men and grifters.
Yeah.
All right. That's episode blankety blank.
Yeah, I don't know.
A fear and molding. I don't know.
Yeah, that'll do it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Please be sure to like, subscribe, review. Yeah. Share this with your friends and family.
Yes.
Okay. Tell your dad to watch this. Tell your mom.
Do all those things. We're trying to juice our numbros.
Yeah, I know. This is like, you know. We gotta pump those numbers up a little bit.
I'm not seeing enough movement.
No. You know, one day we will have body pillows readily available for you guys as well. So, love you all, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.
Fuck it. I'm saying it, dude.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.